Bruchim Abayim to another week of Parasha Insights, Parashas B'Shalach, the Shira said L'Zecher Nishmas Uli L'Nishmas, Rebecca Bas Sarina and Leon Ben Rachel. May the Neshama Torahs have a lichtige Gan Eden. So we changed it to Monday night. So for those who are aware of it, a tremendous Yashikayach, or people will hear it live or when it's sent out, but I hope wherever you are, people are able to stay warm and safe, Be'ezus Hashem. For Parshas B'Shalach, I think we're going to do something that I don't know that we've ever done before, in the sense that the entire Shir, Ba'kol Mikol Kol, is only going to be on the last Pasuk of the Parsha. Now, I think that's pretty unusual. Generally, we'll do three or four Pasukim. There have been rare occasions where we spent the entire Shir on the first Pasuk, but to the best of my recollection, I don't remember ever doing the entire Shir on exclusively the last Pasuk of the Parsha. But Be'ezus Hashem, this week's Parshas B'Shalach is going to be exactly that. The entire Shir on only the last Pasuk. The last two Pasukim are talking about Mechias Amalek, to erase the memory of Amalek. How apropos, just a little bit more than Purim, a bit more than a month away, speaking about erasing the memory of Amalek. The last Pasuk seems to tell us two things. Vayomer, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ki yod al keischa, milchama l'Hashem ba'Amalek. I'll translate literally, the hand is on the throne of Hashem. That seems to be one idea we'll have to talk about. And the second idea is that the milchama of Hashem against Amalek is midar dar, from generation to generation. So it's those two parts of the Pasuk. We're going to do it in reverse order. We'll first spend part of the Shir on the second part and then end with the first part. Again, what was the first one? Ki yod al keischa. The hand is on the throne of Hashem. And then the idea that Hashem maintains a war against Amalek, midar dar. There's a beautiful, beautiful pshat brought down in the Ber Moshe. The Ozhravar, Zechus Yagar Aleinu, says, he's talking about this idea about dar dar. Obviously, besides Amalek being a nation that we fight, Amalek, we've said many times, is a concept. Over the years, we've given kama v'kama pshatim on Amalek. Sometimes we've explained Amalek as Amalek is the gematria 240. Suffolk is the gematria 240. When you're in doubt and you give in to the Suffolk, in other words, you don't push yourself, but you settle for being mediocre, you give in to the Suffolk, to the doubt, Amalek is successful. That's one approach we've said. Over the years, we've also explained that Amalek represents being cold and apathetic. It says about Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderech. Karcha Baderech literally means that they happened upon you, but Karcha is also the word kar, cold. When you're cold and apathetic and you don't have the bread and the fire, once again, you're Amalek. That's the second shot we've said over the years. And a beautiful gematria for that is that when we are at our highest, we are called Yisrael. Yisrael is 541. Two of the center letters of Yisrael, letter number two and letter number four, is an aleph and a shin, which spells Eish. Our essence has to be Eish, fire, mahus, bread, passion. When you take Eish out of Yisrael, take 301 away from 541, you're left with 240. 240 is Amalek. That's the second pshat we've said over the years. Yet a third pshat we've said over the years was the idea that Amalek is actually a makeup of two words, Amel, Kuf, referencing the Gemara, the beginning of Chagiga, that says there's no comparing somebody who does something 100 times to 101. When you do something 101, you make it a greater part of you. And of course, we've said over, both of them are doing it Meya, but the second one does it Meya ve'echad. What does it mean, Meya ve'echad? everything is with the idea that I'm doing it for Hashem. Amalek, if you think about the letters, Ayin Mem Lamed Kuf stands for Amel Kuf. To stay involved in the world of Kuf 100, i.e., never to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So over the years, those are just some of the pshatim that we've said in terms of what Amalek represents. Either the fact that it means doing things without proper avodas Hashem, or it means being cold and apathetic, any number of these pshatim. But here, the Baruch Moshe tells us something beautiful. He explains that there is another concept called Amalek, and that is sometimes you have people, I'm sorry to even say these words, but sometimes you have people or groups who will have you believe the Torah, again, words that one should never say, the Torah is outdated, antiquated. All of that was then, but no, this is now modern, this is today, everything has to be updated. That concept is literally at the root, he says, the Baruch Moshe, of what Amalek wants to do. They want to create within us, the Torah was then, but modern, this is now, this is new. You have to update. How many times have I said over from my father's Atzal the Pshat, from Rav Shamshon of Paul Hirsch, that it says one of the first questions a person is going to be asked is Kavati Itam HaTorah, which people translate to me, did you set aside at least 2 times a day, proper times to study Torah? Rav Shamshon of Paul Hirsch explains it a little bit differently. You have people who say that, well, the Torah is the Torah, but in the society that I live in, with the location that I live in, and the climate that I live in, and the economic standing, etc., I'm going to conform the Torah to my lifestyle and not vice versa. Hashem's going to ask us, says Rav Shamshon of Paul Hirsch, Kavata Itim La Torah. Were you Kaveh, and did you establish the Itim, the times that you lived in, to fit my Torah? Or Chalila, Kavata Torah Le'itim. Did you modify and water down and do as you please with my Torah to fit your lifestyle and to fit your needs? If you think about it, that Kasher of Shamshon of Paul Hirsch is such a powerful way to live every day of your life. Because if we wanted, we could come up with a Hein Rav of excuses, and that's all they are, would be excuses. Well, this was the climate, and this is what was taking place. The Torah is the Torah. And Hashem's going to want to make sure, Kavata Itam La Torah, that you fit your time and your lifestyle to my Torah, and not Chalila, that you watered down or modified or changed or felt anything about the Torah was outdated or antiquated. In other words, Amalek represents this idea, and I'll bring you a beautiful proof to it in just a moment. Amalek represents the idea, well, that Torah was for that generation. You know, I know it's a story that we've said countless times in the past, and it's probably one of the most well-known stories, but it quickly has to be repeated. The great Talmud Rosh Yeshiva Beliyahu Meir Bloch, after the war, when he was on the Lower East Side, famously, he went into a Sfarim store and he asked to buy a ksois. And the Meicher Sfarim went to the back. He found one ketzais left. He lovingly dusted it off and he handed it to the Talmud Rosh Yeshiva. And he told him, Eliyahu Meir Bloch, take good care of this ketzais. This is the last ketzais that will ever be sold and used here on American soil. And now we fast forward 70, 80 years. How many tens of thousands and tens of thousands of copies of the ketzais have been sold? How many hundreds of thousands have been toiling over the ketzais millions and millions of times? Amalek represents, that was then, this is now. Come on! Get with the times, will you? That ideal, that concept of Amalek is a treif way to think. We're not somebody that fits the Torah to our times or someone that fits our times to the Torah. We're not someone who thinks that the last ksais was sold 80 years ago and now this is the new world, everything is modern. That was then, it's antiquated, but now get with the program, Chalila. It's our job and responsibility in every generation to see how we can make the Torah the most central part of our lives. In other words, Amalek is this concept. That generation was then. This is a new generation. And that's how he reads, says the Ber Moshe. Take a look at the last five words of the Parsha. The last five words of the Parsha. Melchoma l'Hashem ba'Amalek. What is the perpetual battle that we fight against Amalek? What does Amalek represent? One of the last two words of the Parsha? Midor dor. Amalek will have you believe, Midor dor. That was that generation. This is a new generation. And you have to update your laws and update your beliefs. Chalila. But that's a beautiful way he reads it into the Pasuk. Melchama l'Hashem ba'Amalek. Who is Amalek? What is Amalek? Midor dor. That was a generation. This is a new generation. And a new generation has to be a new way of thinking. But we know that the Pasuk we say so often is, Yimloi Hashem li'aylo elikayich tziyayin ledor vador haleluka. In other words, we tell Amalek, or I should say to be more accurate, we tell ourselves that concept of Amalek, midor dor, that's a foreign concept. But rather, we know that every generation, and I have to add, and you'll see why I'm mentioning this in a moment, one of the greatest assets we have as Klal Yisrael is our Messiah, our connection to our parents, to our grandparents, to our Rabbein, to our Rosh Yeshiva, Zuchus Avos. Please keep in mind that I'm sharing that with you because of something that will become, hopefully, even more meaningful in a moment. But that's the battle. Amalek represents that was this generation, this is a new generation. Our response to Amalek must be, Yimlai Hashem, Leyoyom, Elekayim, Filadar, Vadar, Hallelujah. That every generation is all part of the beautiful thread of our Avos and Imahis through Kabbalah HaTorah over the years, our Babas, our Zaydas, the grandparents, our parents, and future generations. Agav, it brings to mind something we said. I know this is not a Shiur on Haggadah Shel Pesach, but it's such a beautiful way, in light of what we're saying, is the way to be successful against Amalek. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we say, B'chol dor v'dor, chayiv adam liras es atzmai, kilo yatsu mitzrayim. In every generation, you have to view it as if you literally went out of the Mitzrayim. But we often give another pshat. When you're sitting at your seder table, sometimes you could be surrounded by three or four generations. You're with your parents and you're with your Einikloch. That means you have four generations. Some might even have five. We've explained these words so beautifully. B'chol dor v'dor, every generation sitting around your table, chayiv adam liras es atzmai. You should see a little bit of yourself. Do you see a little bit of yourself in reflection in your grandchildren and who your grandparents were? And I share that word with you because it goes so beautifully with what we just said. The battle to be successful against Amalek is that from one generation to another, nothing changes. It's the same Torah, it's the same halacha, it's the same idea that we have to serve Hashem. What we do is we take along with us all of the generations from Arvos, Imaos, Kabbalah HaTorah until today. Bechol dor v'dor. Every generation has to realize by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chayiv Adam Liras Es Atzmai, to see a little bit of yourself, because that's the way to be successful against Amalek. He then brings down, and now you'll appreciate in a moment why I spoke about Zuchus Avos. In Be'er Moshe, he continues to say that the curse in the beginning of Bereishis that was pronounced was V'koitz V'dardar Tatzmiach. Koitz V'dardar, there's always going to be thorns and thistles. You take a look at the beginning of Bereishis. It happens to be based on a Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma says that Amalek is essentially called a thorn. Now, what is the word Vidardar means a thistle? But how do you spell the word Dardar? Dalad Reish? Dalad Reish. Says the Ber Moshe, you know how this can now be understood? The curse and our challenge is going to be the kites, that thorn. And based on the Medrash Tanchuma, who's the thorn? Amalek. Amalek creates Dardar, 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 as if they want to break up and separate us from Zechus Avos, us from our parents, us from our Abayim, us from the Zechus Avos. So based on something he says, I'd like to suggest perhaps you could say the following. The word Zeus is spelled Zion Aleph Suf. It's Bigamatria 408. That's famous. Zeus is 408. Why do I tell that to you? Because very often if you open up a Machzor, when you say the famous words right after Nesana Teik, if you say Tshuva, Tfila, and Tzedakah, Mavir Nesraya HaGzeir, those are the ways to get rid of the decree, the evil part of the decree. If you look, I don't want to say in all Machzorim, but if you look in most Machzorim, you'll see that on top of those three words, tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, there's a small word. And what's unique about those small words is that each one has the gematria of 136. On top of the word tshuva, it has the word tzayin. Tzayin means to fast. Fasting is how you do tshuva. On top of the word tefillah, it has the word kol. Kol means your voice, to daven. And on top of the word tzedakah, it has the word mamayim. Mamayim is a way to give tzedakah. What's unique about those three words, tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, tzayin, kol, and mamayim, is that each one, tzayin, kol, and mamayim, each have the exact amount of 136. What's 136 times 3? 408. So the power of the word Zeus, like it says by our B'Zeus Yavai Alar and Al-Kadesh, or in reference to Torah, it says Zeus HaTorah. The power of the word Zeus, which is Gematria 408, is that it's made up of 3 times 136, Kol, Tzayim, and Mamayim, which stands for what we said, the Tefillah, the Tshuva, and the Tzedakah. I think that's pretty well known if you picked up any Machzor. Most Machzorim will have those words on top, as I told you, on top of the idea of tshuva, we'll say tzayim. On top of tefillah, we'll say kol. And on top of tzedakah, we'll say mamon. Those three adding up to the word zeis. In light of the pshat of the Ber Moshe, I'd like to suggest the following. Keep in mind the elevator pitch and upshot of what we said is, Amalek wants nothing more than to make it that generation was then, this is now. That was antiquated. You have to go ahead and live with the times. Another way to word that is to sever our connection with the Messiah, with our past, with our beautiful heritage and legacy. Our job, like you saw from Emilio Mayer Bluch with the Messiah, is to keep it together, keep it together, keep it together. Make sure that it's not their violation of what they want to do to our generations, but rather it's behold over their chayv and versus atzmai. I mentioned a few moments ago, this is one of the most precious things that we have, is zechus avos. Zechus avos means that a person can always remind themselves, however down they might be. You know who my grandparents were? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. We come from giants, we come from greatness. That is something that should give a person tremendous, tremendous chizuk. Zechus avos is something that's one of the most powerful things that a yid has. Why do I share that with you? If you reference the three things I just told you, kol, tzayim, and mamayim, otherwise known as tefillah, tshuva, and tzedakah, I now want to go to the three Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Stay with me, don't get lost. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, our Zechus Avos. We know that the world stands on three pillars, the pillar of Torah, Avod, and Chesed. Each one of the Avos represents another one of those character traits, one of those pillars. Avram famously is the pillar of Chesed. Yitzchak is, of course, the pillar of Avodah, which is Tefillah. And Yaakov is, of course, the pillar of Torah, Yoshev HaHalim. So we have the three Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, each one representing one of the pillars on which the world stands. Avram equals Chesed. Yitzchak equals Avodah, and Yaakov equals Torah. I believe that those three are the exact three that we say when we speak about tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, avir, nesraya, gzeira. Let's start with Avraham. Avraham is obviously going to be the idea of tzedakah. Tzedakah and mamayin, what does one do with tzedakah and mamayin? Acts of chesed, helping people out, making their plight so much lighter. So obviously when I speak to you about tzedakah and I speak to you about mamayin, I really mean to speak to you about Avraham Avinu. Take a look at the second one that we speak about. We speak about tefillah. Tefillah, on top of it, was the word kol. That would certainly be represented by Yitzchak, because Yitzchak's the pillar of Avodah. We don't have the Avodah anymore without a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the ability to bring karbonos. In place of Avodah, what do we have? We have tefillah. So that idea of tefillah is represented by Yitzchak. And I'll tell you why I enjoy the last one the most. The last one is, we're obviously left with tshuva. Tshuva, it has to correspond to Yaakov Avinu. Because if Chesed was Avraham and tefillah was Yitzchak, then the one that we have left is tshuva. Tshuva is Yaakov. But, oh, you heard that word from me? It's my father's word. We're left with saying Yaakov Avinu was the pillar of Torah. But how am I equating the idea of Torah with tshuva? The obvious answer is that when a person learns, it makes them a better person. It makes them more ready to do tshuva. But my father in Imre Mordechai brings down so beautifully, if you take a look, it's such a fabulous pshat. If you take a look in Shmoneh Esrei, every bracha, the beginning and the end, seem to be perfectly in sync. Ata chayin adam das, baruch ata Hashem, chayin hadas. Refeinu Hashem v'nei rafei, baruch ata Hashem, roifei chayin am Yisrael. Barei chaleinu parnasa, baruch ata Hashem, mevarech hashavim. Everyone matches up beautifully, seemingly except for one. In the bracha that starts, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seira Secha, that bracha is a bracha all about tshuva. Baruch Ata Hashem, Hareitze B'Shuva. Why in the world, if we're dealing with a bracha about tshuva, are you opening up and talking to me about Torah? Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seira Secha, who said a word about Torah? I'm talking to you about tshuva, not Torah. So my father brings many proofs that he brings it based on a Rambam, that Al Yedei actually gives four explanations. Al Yedei Limud HaTorah, that brings you to the greatest levels of tshuva. And that's why we say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seira Secha, specifically in the bracha of tshuva. I enjoy that so much because now you see why I have a right to say that tshuva is represented by Yaakov. Yaakov is the pillar of Torah, but Torah brings you to tshuva. Hayotze midvarim elu, these three things of kol, tzoim, and mamayin are each 136, totaling 408. These three things are represented, as we said, by tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. And now we added tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah are mamish are gimel avos. Avraham is the tzedakah. The tefillah is Yitzchak. And the tshuva, which is Torah, is Yaakov. That means then that when you speak about Kol Tzayim and Mama, you're really speaking about the Gimel Avos. And that's the attack against Amalek. Remember that the word Dardar, Dalad Reish, is Megamatria 408. We want to turn that 408 into Zeis. Which Zeis? The Zeis of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because that is our legacy. The Zchus Avos. By the way, if you want to take it even more, I just remember now speaking about Haggadah Shel Pesach, it says about Lavan, Arami Oved Avi, which literally means an Armenian tried to trick our father. But they say very beautifully, you know what Lavan represents? Arami, Arami, what's the worst trick you could do? Oved Avi, if you lose Avi, Zechus Avos. Oved Avi, if you don't attach yourself to Zechus Avos, that's a terrible, terrible crime. And that is the battle against Amalek. It's the idea that we want to take their dardar and turn it into Zeus. Again, that 408 is called Seiman Ramayim, which is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Our connection to our Avos, our connection to our Messiah, our connection to the Torah, that is our success over Amalek. We'll now start to transition into the other part of the pasuk, Kiyad al Keska. But before we do, I saw brought down from the Kalver Rebbe in Sefer Kol Menachem, it's Drush, one of the most beautiful, beautiful thoughts. It's hard to contain and control yourself with such a beautiful pshat that the Kalver Rebbe Kol Menachem brings down. You'll note that in this pasuk, the last pasuk in the parasha, Hashem's name is only in half. Kiyar al Keska, a yud and a hey. But Hashem's name in full is with a vav and a hey. A yud, hey, vav and hey. So that means Hashem's name in this pasuk, which we'll get to in a few moments when we end this year, Hashem's name is only half. Two of the four. Listen to how Pidrush of the Kol Menachem says. Famously, the Gemara in the beginning of Shabbos tells us, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba, which literally means that if you carry and break the rules of moving objects from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, everybody, or we probably are familiar with this Gemara, Yitzias Shtayim Shehein Arba means that there are two ways that really expand to four. And that's the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara over there speaks about Shtayim Shehein Arba, two cases that in actuality are four. So he wants to say so beautifully, Hashem's name in this battle against Amalek only has two letters. We are looking to make the name whole again, all four letters. So he translates the words as, Yitzias HaShabbos does literally mean when you carry on Shabbos. But a yitzia could also mean what you take out, what you derive, a derivation. Yitzias HaShabbos, what you could take out and what you could derive from the beauty of a Shabbos, Shtayim Shehein Arba. You have the ability to turn Hashem's two-letter name, which is the incomplete name, into the complete and perfect name. Such is the power of a Shabbos Kodesh. Yitzias HaShabbos, what I could take out and derive from a proper Shabbos, Shtayim Shehein Arba. I could take an incomplete name of two and make it the complete and perfect name of four, the Yud and the Hey, with the Vav and the Hey. Now you might want to ask me a question. It's a fabulous pshat. Just a fabulous pshat. But I wasn't giving a shiur on Shabbos. I'm giving a shiur that's really applicable for every day of the week in terms of what it means to connect with Zichus Avos. So one answer that I was going to give before I remember the Heilig Chsam Sefer is, often we've said Shabbos is really a concept that applies the entire week. Your whole week is Shabbos. What's the biggest proof? Because when you have the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Ner Ma'aravi, the middle one, was Shabbos, and you had three on the left and three on the right that were bent in. The three on the left and the three on the right, one represents Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Yom Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. The other represents Revi, Chamishi, Shishi, with Shabbos in the middle. The whole week is Shabbos. When we start saying Shir Shal Yom, or Shir Shal Yom of Wednesday, the very lengthy one, how does it end? L'chun Aranana. Because Wednesday already starts Shabbos. The person, for whatever reason, in Einein, he's not able to make Havdalah Masei Shabbos. When is he allowed to make Havdalah until? Tuesday. So Shabbos technically starts on Wednesday, ends on Tuesday, with Shabbos, as we know, at the epicenter of the week. So this is an idea that the concept of Shabbos is 7 days. That's what I was going to say, which I guess I just did. But now I remember the pshat brought down from the Chasam Sefer, which before we conclude the shir ties in beautifully. If you take a look in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Vayakel says, Sheshes Yom Tehasa Melacha, I want you to do work, or 6 days work could be done. The seventh day is Kodesh. Then the next pasuk says, you're not allowed to kindle a fire on Shabbos. Listen to what the Heilig Chsam Sefer says, tremendous. He says, the idea of the entire week is that you should have the Eish of Ahava, the Eish of Dveikus. Boyer Beliboy. The whole week, you should have that Eish within you that's ignited. Through your learning Torah, through your Avodas Hashem, through your performance of mitzvahs. So that when it comes to Shabbos, the light and the flame and the Eish and the passion of the Eslavos that's been going the entire week will now continue, albeit on a stronger level. But it will now continue, oila me'eleha, so to speak, to go up on its own. Why? Because that Eish, that Avoida, was there Sunday through Friday, and now on Shabbos is going to continue. But if Chalil, a person, spends their week Sunday to Friday void of the Eish, void of being Isaac and Tyre and Mitzvahs, then the only time they're actually lighting a fire is when? On Shabbos. To that the Pasuk says, Lo sivaru eish b'chol moshoseichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. Make sure that you don't live the type of life where the only day that you light the eish, the fire of being Isaac and Tyre and Avodah, the brand, the Slavos, the passion, is only on Shabbos. What was your Sunday to Friday? What was your Sunday to Friday? Nothing? Chalila, that if your Sunday to Friday is void of all those beautiful things, you're going to only be lighting a candle, a fire on Shabbos. And then that the pasuk says, "Loi tivaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem yayim Shabbos." You better make sure you're not the type of Jew that only lights a fire, the fire, the passion, the bread, the slavos on Shabbos. And now you can appreciate the earlier pasuk, "Sheishes yavin peyasim elacha." All 6 days, do the malach of the Eish, of the Eish, of the fire, the passion, of the bread, so that the Yom HaShvi'i Yelechem Kodesh, and that fire will continue. With that shot in mind, that ties into what we've been saying, and that could be what the Kala of the Rebbe means. The Dover that we could derive and take out of Shabbos, I don't mean the Shabbos that's every seventh day. I mean the Eish of Shabbos, the passion, the fire, the bread, the slavos, and that based on the Chsam Sefer is every day of the week. When a person lives Shabbistic every day, when a person lights the Eish HaShabbos every day, they're able to do Shtayim Shehein Arba, turn Hashem's name that was incomplete into the perfect, complete one. And in conclusion, this pasuk says, "Ki yod al kes ka." The truth is that there's a few letters missing. From Hashem's name, we said the vav and the hey is missing, and from the word kisei, the aleph is missing. Kisei is with an aleph. Here, it's missing the aleph. So we have three letters that are missing: the aleph from the word kisei, and the vav and the hey from Hashem's name. When you put those three letters together, aleph vav hey, every morning when we daven shachris and yehi chavoy before Asher, we say ki bochar Hashem b'tzion iva l'moishavloi. Hashem chose tzion; he desired it as his seat. The word for desire, he desired, he wanted, he wanted, he wanted, he wanted, he wanted. What's the word for desired? Eva, Aleph, Vav, He. Precisely the three missing letters, Aleph, missing from Kisei, and Vav, He, missing from the name of Hashem. If we, Eva, if we want it, we want it, we want it, we want it badly enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eva l'moishavloi, I'll return those letters to you. What will happen to the word case? It will become kisei. What will happen to the name of Hashem that's incomplete? It will become complete. I believe somebody once shared, that's what we say every morning in Shacharis before Shmoneh Esrei. By Ezra Savaseinu, we say, Hu kayom, u'shmo kayom, v'chisei nachayim. How do you spell the word who? Hey, vav aleph. Hu kayom. When we get back those three letters of the hey, the vav, and the aleph, then we'll merit Shemai kayom. His name will endure. V'chisei nachayim. As will the chair, his throne, because both of them will finally be complete. I hope that Ezras Hashem, that we are very mightily successful in the present-day battle against Amalek, realizing the power of the Torah as it must apply to every one of us and our generation. We keep the Torah, we follow the Torah, or in many ways we know the Torah keeps us. We have this golden gift of Schus Avos. Never be the person that's Oved Avi, that loses it. We're connected to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which means we're connected to Kol Tzeim and Mamma, to Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah, which is the Zeus. The Zeus that will Be'ezus Hashem bring back the lighting of the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. I hope Be'ezus Hashem we remember Yimloich Hashem li'olam Elikayich Tzion L'dor v'dor. The greatest power we have is to take one generation with another generation, the Schus Avos Haleluka, that the Ezus Hashem will bring about Eva, that will want it, that Eish, Rabbeisai, please remember the Chsam Sefer. Don't light the fire, the bread, the Slavas, the passion only on Shabbos. It has to be an Eish of Shabbos that permeates our being the entire week. And then Be'ezus Hashem will merit the day, Hu Kayom, those three letters will be brought back, making Shemoi Kayom and Be'ezus Hashem, the Chisai Nachayim.